Even at the CeBIT you can find those guys.
We are professional hackers,
says Sebastian Schreiber. He's the managing director of a company named Sys. Of course, Mr. Schreiber and his colleagues are good hackers. On behalf of their clients, they try to penetrate corporate networks in order to check out whether these networks are secure. The basis of Mr. Schreiber's business is sound. There is no crisis within the IT security industry.
I don't think so. My company is rapidly growing. When I look at other IT security companies, I see some of them have problems, but not big problems. So we are not influenced by the crisis very much.
There is a very good reason for this situation. The other side doesn't sleep too. The dirty business of evil hackers, phishers and malware writers is permanently booming as well. Non-stop, they are attacking the computers of companies and consumers. Stefan Wesche of Symantec.
We see 8 million attacks per day, and we also see 13,000 infected websites, mostly drive-by download websites, and we see 107 million of spam emails per day as well.
Today, IT security companies offer consumers all-inclusive solutions, including a firewall, antivirus software, and a backup tool.
Experienced users, they could build their security system themselves, but for a normal user that is not a security expert, it is much easier if there's an all-in-one product that has all the important features, security-wise, and also backup included, and also processes everything automatically, so the user doesn't have to spend time and effort to configure the security system.
And of course, there are well-known best practices concerning IT security. Rainer Link of Trend Micro quotes the most important rule: always be suspicious, he says.
Generell gilt natürlich, wenn man sich im Internet bewegt, ein gesundes Misstrauen, eine gewisse Vorsicht ist immer wichtig.
That's crucial, surfing the Internet. Everything else is shown at the CeBIT.